Hello everyone, I'm sorry I haven't been posting any of the episodes recently, but I'm super happy to be back in this podcast. This is literally like 2 or 3 minutes right before one of the semi-finals of Roland Garros 2022 is going to start. One of the matches of the year is about to start, I guess. It's Alcaraz versus Zverev. I am going to talk a little bit about Roland Garros 2022, like as a whole. I might do another episode about, you know, this tournament, since this is a Grand Slam and so big. You know, there were a lot of things going on in this fortnight, like, you know, Tonga's retirement, Simon's farewell dream run kind of thing, also Cilic's resurgence, which has been pretty remarkable, beating Daniil Medvedev in straight sets in the fourth round, a round of 16, I mean, and also Tsitsipas upset by, you know, the rise of Holger Rune. So, you know, a lot of things going on, but, you know, the highlights of this week, or highlight of at least today, or maybe, like, you know, for this year, would be Djokovic versus Nadal, episode 59. And this could be, you know, one of the biggest matches we could ever ask for. I'm just, you know, I'm just super excited. You know, you don't really know until when we can see these two goats battling against each other. I think it was yesterday, no, the day before yesterday, I think it was. Rafa told the press that he said, you know, this might be, or like every match he count that as like the last match of his career, which I felt a bit sad about, because, you know, I'm a big fan of him, and, you know, we never want one of the goats to leave our sport, but, you know, I know it's gonna happen sometime, but I don't really want it to happen very soon. But anyways, you know, I like this, you know, his mentality and his, you know, not only his work ethic, but I guess that kind of mentality and his mental toughness and, you know, the passion that he has for the sports, you know, like fighting for every single point, that makes him a legend. That makes him like a, you know, one of the goats of the sport. So, you know, I obviously I never want Rafa to retire, but I want, you know, him to leave everything on court, which I'm you know 100% sure that he's going to do that. But yeah, and he also said that, you know, he doesn't know what will happen, but he can guarantee that he will fight until the very end, which is like such a cool quote to leave in the press conference. And yeah, I'm just wishing Rafa the best, because, you know, I'm a bit biased, maybe too biased, but like as a Rafa fan, I really want him to, you know, push Novak to maybe 4 or 5 sets and even win the match. Yeah, but I guess Novak is the favorite. You know, if you look at the head-to-head, it's 30-28 favoring Novak. And also, you know, as for Roland Garros, you know, Rafa's leading the head-to-head 7-2. But, you know, that famous match, I think it was the match of last year, 2021 Roland Garros semifinals, in like, and I think it was over 4 hours. It was like an epic four, even though it wasn't like 5-set match, it was one of the matches of the year, best match of the year, without a doubt. And, you know, and Novak obviously won the match and ended up winning the whole tournament, also beating Stefanos Tsitsipas in the final from 2 sets to love down. So, you know, he's mentally so strong, and he's yeah, he's really hard to beat. He's the man to beat in this tournament, honestly. So I know Novak is the favorite, especially under the circumstances that, you know, are gonna favor Novak. It's gonna be in the night match, but I believe that Rafa has a chance if he keeps on believing in himself. And, you know, you can never count Rafa out. Remember, you know, 2021 Australian Open, I think I said in the last episode, but, you know, that was just like so emotional, and we can never underestimate Rafa's mental toughness as well. So yeah, that was like the, I guess it would be the match of the year, and hopefully it would be. But the other one, not the semi-final, sorry, maybe earlier in the episode I might have told you it's the semi-final, but it was actually the quarterfinals, which is insane. It's absolutely, well, stupid, like my bad, like for the words, but like this was meant to be the final. It's all of those, you know, Rafa getting injured last year and, you know, injured in Monte Carlo, Madrid kind of period, which made him like lower seeded, you know, so yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it? Because, you know, Medvedev and Tsitsipas lost. I know they've tried their best, and I love them as players, but, you know, Rafa or even like Alcaraz, they could have gone to the bottom half, and, you know, we never know. It's all ifs, so, like, I don't want, you know, the conversation to go on and on, but still, it is a bit disappointing that this had to happen in the quarterfinals, yeah. And yeah, the other quarterfinals that are going to be held today is Alexander Zverev versus Carlos Alcaraz. I know Alcaraz is the favorite. A lot of people, I think it was like 88% Alcaraz, maybe like the rest, like 12%, 13%, whatever it was, to Sasha in the poll of... due to the research of Tennis TV, I guess. But, you know, Zverev, obviously he has more experience, and, you know, he's been to the semi-finals last year, even though he has never beaten top 10 in Grand Slam, which is insane, because I think he won zero matches, and he lost like 14 matches against the top 10, which is an incredible stat, because he's been to the semis of Australian Open, he's been to the semis of Roland Garros, he's been to the final of the US Open, but without beating any of the top 10s. And if he wants to reach the semifinals again, like he did last year, he needs to beat the top 10 for the first time in his career in slams, and the opponent is going to be Alcaraz. So it's tough, but like I think Zverev has a chance as well. Well, even though I want Alcaraz to win, because, you know, he's obviously a superstar, and, you know, he made the world, he shocked the world by beating Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal in the quarters, Novak Djokovic in the semis, and Alexander Zverev in the final. He absolutely crushed Zverev in that Madrid final, and I hope this is going to be a better match today. But yeah, I think Alcaraz has the edge, but you know, it can be a good match as well. So I'm predicting, and I hope it's going to be Rafa versus Alcaraz. I know I'm a bit too biased. I'm not Spanish, but, you know, I just love those Spanish players. But yeah, it might be Novak versus Alcaraz as well. But I have a feeling Zverev might do something as well. I don't know. I'm just saying everything that could possibly happen, and it is a bit cheating, but I really hope, well, my hope is that Rafa winning against Novak, and also Alcaraz beating Zverev. Yeah, so that would be like one of, you know, the dream semi-final for me. And the bottom half, I can talk about that tomorrow as well. I don't know if I can, you know, upload another episode tomorrow, but I think there was Room versus Rude. You know, the name is pretty similar, but maybe I think Rude can, you know, make the most out of the situation, and he can probably win the match, because he's obviously more experienced. And Rune, he's a great player, and he's so aggressive, but he might, you know, he seems to have a little bit of problem with the cramping, like he did against Novak in the US Open first round. He's a great player, and I think he did have a little bit of cramping in the second round of Roland Garros, like this tournament. So if that didn't happen, maybe, I know Rune can, you know, pull off an upset, because he's done that against Chapo in the first round, and also Tsitsipas. So he's obviously capable of winning against anyone, I guess, at the moment. But still, I think Rude's experience can, you know, overcome Rune's. I'm just, you know, getting confused. Rude and Rune. But like, I think like Rude prevails in maybe like four sets. The other quarters, sorry, the other quarter, I guess, was, was it Rublev? Rublev versus Cilic. That's an interesting one because, no, I hope I'm right, but yeah, I think Cilic destroyed Rublev in Australian Open. And, you know, he might do the same here because Cilic is playing super, super well. And, you know, I'm just so happy to see him at the level. And I'm not trying to, you know, I don't want to jinx it. And, you know, I like Cilic, but, you know, I think he had a very negative head-to-head record against Gilles Simon, the Frenchman that, you know, who is planning to retire at the end of 2022 season. You know, I think he had a negative record. I think it was like one win and six losses against Simon. You know, I'm talking about Marin Cilic, but and the only win he had against Simon was from 2014 US Open. I think it was the fourth round or the quarterfinals. Then he went on to win the tournament, beating Federer and Nishikori, who also had a negative record against. So, you know, you never know what will happen. You know, maybe he defeated Simon, so he might, you know, end up winning the whole thing. You never know. And, you know, no offense and, like, no disrespect to all the players from the bottom half, but, like, you know, bottom players from the, I mean, like, the bottom half of the draw is relatively a bit wide open, so I think Cilic might have, Cilic or maybe Ruud, whatever, have a better chance to be like physically fresh when they reach the final, I guess. Yeah, but yeah, I'm just so excited for the match, the two matches that are happening today, Alcaraz versus Sasha and Rafael Nadal versus Novak Djokovic. I'm especially pumped up for the latter one, Novak Djokovic versus Rafael Nadal. We'll see what happens, and you know, I don't know if I can upload it like today again or maybe tomorrow, but yeah, see you again soon. Let's just watch the match. Okay, thank you for listening to my radio, and yeah, hope to see you very soon. Goodbye.